Hello and welcome to the special The Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Chetaj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Rajesh Saluja, who is the CEO and MD at ASK Wealth Advisors. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Saluja.
Thanks for having me on this podcast.
Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you, Mr. Saluja, is that COVID-19 is here to stay and chances are that it will remain for some more time before everyone could, you know, take their mask and gloves off. What should be the portfolio strategy of investors considering the fact that we'll remain in a low growth environment?
Okay, to begin with, let me state that the dramatic impact of COVID-19 on individuals, communities, and organizations is unfortunately still unfolding, and no financial institution will be immune to its effects. You know, this is not like a normal recession where prior problems have to be fixed and overcome. While if you look at most market recoveries, they depend on overcoming some sort of an imbalance or defect in the markets, like the dot-com mania or the subprime mortgage crisis in 2008. But I believe the current bear market has been primarily caused because of the lockdown efforts to slow the spread. So during these times, portfolio strategy for investors should be, I think, first and foremost, we have to remember that we may see a low growth environment in the short term due to this crisis, but over the long term, India will still be one of the fastest growing economies in this decade, given our inherent strength. Hence, investors should remain focused on the long term when they think of their portfolio strategy. In the short term, however, there are a few important things that they need to look at. First is to, you know, do a very comprehensive review of their investments with a professional advisor or wealth manager or on their own. They basically need to take a hard look at each asset class, be it fixed income, bonds, equities, whatever they hold, and check the quality of investments and ensure that they're not sitting on high-risk products. So, for example, especially take a look at your debt investments, debt funds, and evaluate credit risk, because in an environment of low growth, these carry a big risk of credit downgrades and can have a big impact on your capital. I think in the current scenario, fresh money should only be allocated towards top quality AAA corporates and government bonds and not, you know, take any further risk. Similarly, they should take a look at their equity investments, be it mutual funds or PMS or direct equities, to evaluate exposures in mid and small cap companies. Because again, in a low growth environment, you will have some of these companies, you know, have faced challenges because of their balance sheets or maybe, you know, the businesses that they are in. So higher allocation should be given more towards large cap, well-established businesses and, you know, not too much into the very, very small companies that may face the challenge.
Okay.
Then I think you have to stick to your asset allocation strategy between equity and debt. And, you know, look at taking advantage of this opportunity of a depressed market by adding more into equities and keeping your SIPs going. You know, unfortunately, what happens, investors get defensive and move away from the markets because they're just nervous about the current state or the economy and hence miss out potentially strong strong returns at the start of the next bull market. A couple of more points in this environment, also very high liquidity. It's advisable to add gold in your portfolio to decrease the volatility because we believe for the next 5 to 7 years, it will be a good asset class to have in your portfolio. And we also strongly believe that clients should look at geographical allocation by investing in certain feeder funds that have exposure to strong economies like the US and China. And, you know, because just taking all the risk in India sometimes from a portfolio perspective may not be prudent the way, you know, things are shaping up. And I would say the last and most important thing in this environment is patience. And this is the single biggest trait of a good investor. Have patience to ride this volatility with the long-term view and not to panic.
Right. I think you said it right. Patience is the key word here because that's what it requires at this point in time to deal with the current onslaught that is happening with, you know, COVID-19 with respect to portfolio as well as the, you know, lives that is also on the task.
Well, absolutely.
Now that we've got the portfolio strategy, now which are the sectors which are likely to lead the next leg of the rally and which ones will, you know, sort of underperform?
You know, this question is often asked and debated, and portfolio managers or fund managers of mutual funds anyway are actively in touch with the management of their investee companies to get a good sense of ground realities and the likely impact of this pandemic. True. So this typically helps them realign their portfolios accordingly. Clearly, there are new trends or market leaders that emerge due to such situations from time to time. For example, as we are all aware, pharma is seeing a reemergence.
Right.
And, you know, same is with FMCG or consumption-oriented businesses. They were always good. But in the last 2-3 months, due to the lockdown, you've seen massive shifts, or I would say increase in consumption of people sitting out of home. Or for that matter, agri-related businesses. Now with the also, you know, some reforms announced by the government, plus rural consumption being strong, we see agri-related businesses, be it tractors or, you know, agri-chemicals, you know, they are very strong. Specialty chemicals, they are benefiting due to the issues in China. And we also see deep value in financials. You know, despite the correction, there are businesses like insurance, mutual funds, or private sector banks.
Right.
All these are quoting at very, very good values after the market correction. And these are all, you know, these are all areas where the size of opportunity in India is humongous and the penetration levels are still poor. So in these, in all these opportunities, although your our focus should be to invest in the leaders of business segments where like I said, the size of opportunity is huge. B, they should be run by competent management, and the businesses itself should have, you know, inherent strengths like very strong financial parameters like high return on capital or return on equity, good earnings growth rates, and healthy balance sheets. In also in this scenario, segments like airlines, hotel, oil marketing companies, entertainment, etc., will continue to struggle.
Right.
So you have to just ensure that you are not in it for the time being. They still hold good in the long term, but I think over the next 12 to 24 months is going to be a struggle for such industries.
Well, rightly put there. Next question is, you know, slightly more towards the theoretical aspect. You know, so we know that markets and the economy might not really reflect the same emotions every time. Now, Nifty 50 is back above 10,000 levels, but growth forecasts from world agencies only reflect pessimism or a negative outlook at this point in time. So what is your outlook for the market, and will it turn out to be buy on rumor and sell on the news kind of a scenario in the next few months' time?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It happens. It gets asked all the time. And my answer is that, you know, it almost seems that stock markets are disconnected from reality. But the fact is that there is enough data to show that almost always stocks move before reality, both during an upturn or a downturn. Stocks advancing ahead of economy may seem like, you know, the tail wagging the dog, but many investors forget that the forward-looking stock market always incorporates future expectations into its pricing.
True.
You know, as one of the famous investors, Ken Fisher, says, you have to think of the stock market like a future-focused data processing machine. When any new information appears, the stock market then incorporates it and then pre-prices a future that's between 3 to 30 months out. And this happens all the time. So while investors are always looking at current economic realities and data, markets are always looking at the future. And this is very typical because negativity always reigns early in bull markets as the preceding bear market crushes the crushes investor psyches, you know.
True.
So I think investors should remember that stock prices can increase even when the economy seems to be getting worse. And if they're waiting for the economy to signal all clear before they get comfortable, they may be waiting too long. So now let's look at the markets. You know, typically what happens is what is known gets priced in.
Right.
It is really the unknown that affects the market. So what are markets pricing in today? They're pricing in GDP growth of in India in FY21 of -3% to 5%. They're also pricing in a 15% to 20% degrowth of GDP in quarter one itself. Then they're also pricing in 0% to -5% earnings growth in Sensex. And of course, they're assuming that the unlocking of lockdown has started and normalcy will return by quarter three and or early quarter four. And I would say also, lastly, COVID cases are, you know, while the numbers will increase, but the, you know, the deaths per day are sort of coming down. So all this is sort of priced in. The fiscal deficit is going to be 5-6%, and all the factors that I mentioned. You know, so market has taken that into account. The second thing also is, you know, we shouldn't forget the global liquidity that's driving the market. And I'll just give you data, $5 trillion USD of direct stimulus has been announced by the top 20 economies. Now, this is roughly 7% of 2019 global GDP. And just as a comparison, when the financial crisis happened, only 3 to 4% of global GDP was given as stimulus. So this time the stimulus has been twice as much as what happened in 2008. So you can imagine liquidity floating in the system. And where will this liquidity go? It won't go to bonds at zero or negative rates, right? Finally, it'll chase growth. And growth in India, you can't say that over the next 5 years, India will not grow. So India is getting that money. We are also seeing a lot of buying in companies that are expected to come out stronger. Like I gave you certain segments that are doing well. You know, they will do well in FY22-23. So every economy is going into unlock phase, trying to get back to normalcy. And all these factors are giving comfort to investors. And analysts now are trying to figure out the extent of likely demand or revenue destruction at a company level and how much time it will take to come back to normalcy. So with all these factors in mind, I think in the short term, markets will remain volatile basis both positive and negative flows, news flows that could be related to COVID, post-unlocking the economy, or the results when quarter one and quarter two results come out, or whatever is happening between US and China, etc. And you could also have, you know, some more lockdown coming in later or certain areas or pockets once, you know, the number of cases go up. So short-term markets will keep remaining or fluctuating basis this kind of news. But you never know, there could be, on the other hand, some positive announcements. You know, if demand doesn't pick up in India, you may see government coming out with a fresh measure of, you know, to push demands or, you know, look at reforms to attract foreign investors who are looking to diversify outside China. So, you know, all these may create market disruptions in the short term. Investors should stay invested, like I mentioned, with patience through this period, stick to their asset allocation plans and their long-term goals. And frankly, anyone who has the courage and liquidity and has long-term money should definitely look at deploying into equities in a staggered manner over the next 3-6 months to really, you know, enjoy and reap the benefits going forward. So I don't think we should be too worried about short-term and not panic in any way. The worst of selling or that panic is behind us. That happened in March end and first week of April. And from here on, despite volatility, I think the next 2-4 years will look much better.
Well, the key is to deploy money in a staggered way. That's the message coming from Mr. Saluja. Well, you know, the final question I want to put it across to you is that, you know, if you have to safeguard from COVID-19, you know, doctor advise people to increase their immunity. You know, that is the word that's going on. But how can investors raise the immunity of their portfolio? I mean, volatility caused by virus.
Right. To safeguard, you know, from COVID, you have to not only find ways to increase your immunity, but also to ensure that you're taking enough and more precautionary steps, which includes maintaining hygiene, staying away from crowds, et cetera, checking your oxygen levels, taking more vitamins, sleeping well, you know, whatever doctors tell us. Similarly, in the portfolios, as I mentioned earlier, you need to first and foremost do a review or like we say, test of your investment and see, you know, check the quality and risk, especially debt and fixed income funds or smaller companies, equity that you hold, where the risk could be the highest. So review it, take a look and see whether you need to realign it to much more safer places at the moment. And post which then, you know, the best thing is to add money, like how you take vitamins to improve your immunity. You add more money into quality investments by taking advantage of the current market situation. And again, keeping a long-term view. So don't stop your SIPs. Don't try and time the market. Allocate money to gold and remember a good quality portfolio backed by a good temperament and patience is the cure to any sort of virus in the portfolio.
Well, rightly put, Mr. Saluja, and golden words coming from there. Well, thank you, Mr. Saluja, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much.